The second time, he rolled over and said,
Wake me up when we get to the good part.
And with that, he began to snore, leaving me with full responsibility for the success of our mission. Okay, fine. That's what I get paid for, doing my job and covering for everybody else around here. Those who fall asleep on guard duty, those with phantom leg injuries, and those who are just too lazy to take care of business. I won't mention any names. Okay, it was just me out there on the front lines. Me in the pale yellow light of the moon. Me guarding Sally Mae's precious watermelon crop. You're probably asking yourself, how did that heroic dog manage to stay awake when all his comrades were falling asleep? Easy. And I can sum it up in two words. Iron discipline. When all else fails, snark, smirk, snickle, frets, popcorn, okay, I'll admit it. I fell asleep on the job. But don't forget that Slim and Drover did too, and Slim had been the very first to nod off. Oh, and I also dreamed. Beulah? Was that the lovely Miss Beulah of the flaxen hair and the long collie nose, with the light of love shining in her soft brown eyes? Ah, yes, 'twas her. She had come to find the one enduring love of her life. I saw her. She saw me. Our eyes met and our gazes reached out and twined round each other in an embrace of timeless, boundless love. Oh, Hank! Oh, Beulah!
Oh, Hank! Oh!
Oh, Beulah! Oh!
We've waited so long for this moment.
Yes, Beulah. And at last the moment has arrived. I am here and you are here and here we are.
Yes, Hank. Here we are. Mere words can't express what I feel at this moment.
Well, let's skip the mere words. Do you know any good songs?
Oh, yes, I do. One that expresses the yearning in my heart.
Well, I guess we'd better hear it.
And with that, she sang this song.